KPDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There's been an explosion at a chemical plant in eastern China so powerful it knocked out windows at a storage warehouse more than 2 miles away. Thick plumes of black smoke can be seen rising from the plant that manufactures pesticides and chemicals for medical use. More than 500 employees work there. President Trump now threatening to pull billions in federal funding to Harvard so it can be used instead to build more trade schools and skilled labor, he says. That following the president's demand that Harvard turn over lists of foreign students enrolled at the university.
A judge has temporarily blocked the administration's ban on international students at Harvard. A hearing on the matter is set for Thursday. The fate of nearly 7,000 international students hanging in the balance.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. A man in his 50s driving a vehicle into a crowded street in Liverpool, England. People had been celebrating Liverpool's win in the Premier League soccer championship. They don't think it was an act of terrorism. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. If you're celebrating the Memorial Day holiday and you're overindulging, plan to have a designated driver or utilize a rideshare app. But if someone you know is in a pinch, AAA is offering an option to keep impaired drivers from getting behind the wheel. The Tow2Go program means anybody in a bind who doesn't have a way home except for their car but has had too much can call AAA and they'll tow your car where you need it to go. You do not need to be a AAA member to use the service. It's available through tomorrow morning. And a proposal at the state capitol would expand early voting hours across Wisconsin. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The Republican-sponsored bill would address inequalities between voting in urban and rural areas, providing a 20-hour minimum for in-person absentee voting without needing to make an appointment. The measure would also establish a funding mechanism to help municipalities meet minimum hour requirements. Proponents say adding more opportunity for early voting will help minimize congestion and possible errors on Election Day.
And anytime you're in a car, you should be wearing a seatbelt. That's what authorities are focusing most on for the next few days. Law enforcement agencies across the country and across Wisconsin have started their annual campaign to reinforce seatbelt wearing. Melissa Kay has more.
The annual Click It or Ticket campaign begins May 19th and runs through June 1st. Buckling up is one of the easiest and most effective steps you can take to survive a crash. Wisconsin law allows officers to stop and cite motorists for not wearing a seatbelt, and drivers can be fined for every unbuckled passenger in their vehicle. The goal of the Click It or Ticket campaign is to reduce fatal crashes and coincides with the first summer travel holiday.
You can find more Wisconsin news at civicmedia.us. Hope you're having a safe holiday weekend. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The crew and the Red Sox in Milwaukee. Yesterday, the Brewers held on to beat Boston 3-2. Jackson Chourio, a leadoff home run. Catcher Eric Haas knocking in an insurance run. Defensively, the Brewers looked better. Pat Murphy.
We're getting better. You know, our outfield defense, Collins made a great play. Ortiz made a diving catch and a line drive. But Collins in the outfield made that nice catch early. You know, Chourio's getting more and more comfortable in center. And, you know, when we have Frelick out there, These close wins that we've had lately, that makes for a good outfield.
NFL Packers quarterback Jordan Love threw out the first pitch at the game yesterday and says that he got some tips from the Brewers pitching coach Chris Hook.
Yeah, they gave me some tips on how to hold the ball. Chris told me I was holding it wrong, so he got me coached up. I didn't get a warm up at all, so that's why I was trying to loosen up the arm a little bit up there. Baseball is a little bit different than throwing a football, so trying to get used to it.
The Packers have OTAs in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Scattered showers, even a rumble of thunder or two possible today, tonight into tomorrow. Won't be a lot of rain, though. Maybe a tenth of an inch or more, a little more in a few spots. Today, mostly cloudy, 68. Tonight, we'll drop down to near 50. Tomorrow, our highs will be in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 Mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
In a world filled with chaos and confusion, in an echo chamber filled with lies and deceptions, comes a ray of light. Live from Madison, Wisconsin, it's John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the Morning. Boy, second day of the week that we have to work. We worked on Memorial Day, and it was a long day for us.
We taped that show. We recorded that.
Just wanted to create the illusion that we were here yesterday, and you know, we went all out, right?
Well, sure. Of course, we always go all out.
We all.
No, we
always
do. We can't not go all out.
Yeah.
We always go all out. Yeah. Every day.
I know.
Happy Tuesday.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We've got my favorite 3-day weekend song.
Do you?
Yes.
Really?
So we'll have to play that throughout the show.
All right.
Have you sent me that before, or did we pull it up online? I forget.
I just made a new one.
What do you mean?
What do I mean?
What do you mean?
You just made a new one, right?
I made an updated, two different cuts version of the song.
Okay.
It's a Monday kind of Tuesday.
It's a Monday kind of Tuesday.
There you go. So, yeah, I didn't bother looking for an older version of it that we had done earlier in our careers, but. I thought I'd throw a new one together. I did that this morning.
I don't remember doing an old one. Really? A Monday kind of Tuesday kind of thing?
Yeah, a song.
We did that?
It's an old song by Hello People.
Oh, okay.
I think this group wore clown paint. Painted faces. Kind of blows their credibility right away. But
Hello People.
Yeah, they were like mimes, you know, and they were doing these songs, and they were really good.
Okay.
I think they did a Zombies song.
Okay.
I Love You. I Love You. I Love You. I Love You. Yes, I do.
That doesn't ring a bell, but okay.
All right. Well, anyway.
So we're going to play that.
We're going to play that throughout the show. I know we'll forget. But
Well, our new producer, Roscoe, in there, he's got it all figured out.
Roscoe. It's Roscoe. What was the first one? Boris.
But I corrected him. I'm in your corner. I'm sticking
really?
Up for you.
What's his name?
Roscoe.
Yeah, okay. You're not sticking up for me.
You don't know either. It's hard when you get older. You can't remember names as easily. I think that's it. You've just got too much information up there. So.
Well, I know it's Dom, but yeah, I think that's a nickname. I think it's Roscoe. It's real.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, we're starting out kind of cloudy this morning, and it looks like it's going to stay cloudy all day long.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. It's kind of a dreary start as you head back to work or school or whatever you do. Schools are kind of wrapping up right now, right?
They're wrapped
getting ready
up.
For summer? Yeah. Well, I know the university is, but what about elementary?
Yeah,
high,
I don't know.
High school?
Yeah, the high schools?
I think they're yeah. just about
what do you
done.
Think there?
Yeah. Do I look like Mr. Young Z? Do I look like I'm in elementary school?
No, but you could pass for, you know, middle school maybe.
I still get kids meals every time I go to Culver's.
You what?
I still get kids meals every time I go to Culver's.
Oh, no.
You guys have made fun of me for that before.
Oh, yeah, that's
oh
right.
God.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. So it's cloudy, and what does your watch say as far as current temperature? I've got 52 degrees
yes,
here.
The WMDX official Samsung watch of the show.
Yeah.
56 currently.
Oh.
High today of around 70.
Okay. Well, let's do the roulette wheel and let that spin. If we have that, and we can check the afternoon high. Here we go. All right, round and round it goes.
The sunset's
so
going to be at...
you're saying 7.
8:26.
Okay.
8:26 sunset time.
Okay, 69.
Oh, cool.
Red 69. So,
ooh, I like red 69.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. Oops, I shouldn't have said that.
Well, nothing to concern yourself about. A little bit later on, Lisa Bernard will be here with the Dane County Humane Society. I stopped in there over the weekend just to browse again, looking for a dog still, but there were very few this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just because it's Memorial Day. I'm not sure. But,
well, I'm not pushing you into it. You know, I'm not forcing you to buy a dog. I talked to you about this,
you've
and you acted like, well,
length.
Stop pushing me. I'm just trying to help.
Of course you are. Okay. You know, when the right dog comes along, then
I'll know it, right?
Yeah. Also, we're going to talk to Michelle, how do you know how to pronounce her last name? Orga, I believe. Michelle Orga from...
you're right. I think
Second
you're right.
Harvest. Thank you, Roscoe. okay. She's from Second Harvest, which is like a food bank facility. So we'll be talking to her a little bit later. What? What's the problem? You have a problem with the pages stapled together way?
Yeah, you know, we want to save ink if it's using the color laser printer. We don't want to use, you know, a whole bunch of different sheets if you make a mistake the first time. And apparently somebody only printed one side, so.
Okay.
I get it.
It's all good.
It's not a big deal.
All right. If we were doing the National Day calendar, these would be the days. We don't do them anymore, but, you know, this is what we're missing. National Grape Day. Grape Day. And it's also, coincidentally, National Grape Popsicle Day. So these two, they couldn't merge
what
those.
What a coincidence.
Look,
they
like, why?
They could have merged those
they
two.
They could have saved some paper. It's National Cellophane Tape Day. This is real.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Cellophane tape? Well,
I got to look
I thought they
that.
Phased I mean, that baby out, didn't they?
No, I don't think so.
Because it's magic tape.
It was invented in 1930.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really all you need to know.
That's the tape that turns yellow.
By the 3M company. Yeah, it used to turn yellow.
It did. That's right.
Yeah. Back in the old days. Okay. Well, let's check and see what's happening on the...
It's kind of a double whammy, isn't it? You wreck something, you rip a sheet of paper, and you're trying to fix it, and you want to make it look like it was never ripped in the first place.
Sure.
And then after about 10 years, there's this big yellow piece of tape making it look like it was ripped once.
Takes a while for it to change
you know,
color.
It kind of distracts from your attempt to make it seem like it's normal and never ripped.
Right. Yeah, but that's
yeah, that's
the
bad.
early days. Yeah, it faded or it changed colors.
You know what we? Yeah. You know who should use what? Cellophane tape?
What's that? Who?
Sam.
Sam.
Why? Sam on his car. On his car.
Are you talking like Scotch tape?
Yes.
Yes.
Put my car together with Scotch tape.
Yeah, cellophane tape, not the magic tape. You know that disappears and never turns yellow. This is cellophane tape. This is the worst tape you could ever. It would look great. It would add more color. To your
no, you're so right.
Your
you could
bug.
Use a splash of yellow.
Splash of yellow. Yes.
Why not?
Make it look like you actually taped your windshield on.
right. Great idea.
Anything happen on this date in history, Sam? Do we turn to you or do we turn to?
I think you turn to Roscoe, right?
Roscoe.
I think you turn to Roscoe. All right. So
go for it.
I can't give a straight face saying that. Okay. So on this day, did you know Dracula, the Dracula book actually went on sale? 1897.
Oh, cool.
There we go.
Right. Yeah.
I never actually read that book, but
not a lot of people did.
Also, Golden Gate Bridge also opens in 1937.
Yeah, that's a big bridge.
It is.
I also never went on that bridge either. I feel like I need to go out of the house more.
I've never been there.
Have you been outside?
You've been to San Fran?
I actually have. Yeah, it's a beautiful bridge. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you go to the other side, the Napa Valley, I believe.
There we go.
So it's gorgeous.
Yeah. And then also, Bob Dylan releases The Freewheelin' in 1963.
Wow.
Great second album. Yep.
Yeah, it was good.
Very good. Very good. But yeah,
never
listened
to it.
Yeah. I'm just
faking it. That's okay.
No, it's good. All of his albums are good. Mm-hmm. Wait, what is Catherine Lake?
What?
So you're trying to get a hold of
Tape Talk.
Very deep.
Very deep.
Hey, we're just getting warmed up after 3 days off. You know, give us a break here. Huh?
Well, you know, I thought.
Yes, we're talking cellophane tape, taking your calls. 608-879-8255.
Yeah, if you had an experience with cellophane tape, you give us a call.
Let us
know.
Text
us.
What do you think about double sticky tape? How about masking tape?
Yeah.
We're talking duct tape. Yeah.
Okay. It's tape talk this
it's
morning.
It's tape talk. Oh, boy. Any birthdays to celebrate today? Do we have? It doesn't look like there's anything on the list here.
There has not been a single human birthday on this day.
No
ever.
Kidding! Wow, that's too bad.
That really. Should be some kind of record, I would assume.
Okay. Apologies if it's your birthday today, May 27th or whatever.
Yeah, we didn't mean that.
All right. Okay.
Well, okay.
That's all.
Is that it?
That's it. Yeah. See. Okay.
Well, we got a few minutes.
You know, it's a Monday kind of Tuesday. We were anticipating Pam Yonke in here to give us a farm update, but
we forgot.
It's Tuesday.
She's taking a day.
That's right. Oh,
she's only with us on Mondays and Fridays.
Yikes.
So she's not normally with us on Tuesdays. So that's that.
Maybe we should go to her studio sometime and kidnap her for a whole show.
Okay.
I not like that.
I mentioned something to Gordy just before we went on the air about AI. You love AI, don't you, Sam? Dom, you like
sure.
AI as much as Sam does?
Or? You know, it has its ups and downs. Yeah.
John showed me a video that was amazing.
It was truly an amazing thing. I discovered it this morning. It's an auto show put together by AI. It didn't really happen.
So it's like Max Headroom, kind of, right?
Well, it looks like you're actually interviewing people at an auto show who are buying EVs, and they're interviewing people, and the people are unique and different, and each one has their own comment about why they're buying a new car, and it's you have the showroom in the very back, and all the people moving
around, walking around, yeah.
And it looks like news coverage of an auto show.
This is how the robot overlords are going to take over. They're going to get us all to buy their electric cars. And one day when all we have is electric cars, they're going to take over. They're going to start crashing into buildings. It's going to be mass hysteria because of you, John Peterson.
Because of me, because I pushed it. And I'm thinking, this was my first idea. We have to do something like that for the John and Gordy T-shirt shop.
Yeah, the merchandise shop.
Merchandise shop.
Because it looks so real.
You know, like a grand opening coverage of it on television.
Right. It really was impressive.
It was. Now, my son, who's also Gen Z, freaked out when I showed this thing to him. You know, I'm thinking, oh, man, I could do so much of this. He goes, holy, that thing is going to take a city's worth of electricity just to create that video.
What?
Yes.
No.
I mean, it's just not.
Really?
Yeah. What? I guess it, you know,
why would that?
To have that kind of technology to create an auto show that looked real, it would take that much electricity to do an entire city. So that's the problem. That's why the oligarchs and the billionaires love, you know, having Trump on their side. What they want to do is they want to create more electricity in order to run these AI generators.
Fascinating. I wouldn't think it would take that much.
It does. It takes that much. I didn't either.
I mean,
I didn't either. I thought, well, it just takes a nice graphics card. That's all.
Okay.
I don't know what they're up to.
I don't know. Are you trying to find that song?
We're running out of time right now, so let's... Yeah.
It's almost 20 past.
Yeah.
We will continue with more of John and Gordy for a Tuesday morning right after this.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with iZurvey, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. iZurvey, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
WMDX 92.7. Oh, yeah.
That's wild. Monday kind of Tuesday. I like that.
It's the only song. It's Hello People.
Hello People.
Yeah. And they're the ones who had face paint on. They look like mimes, clowns, whatever. I don't know what their act was.
That was their thing.
Kind of a circusy thing.
Okay.
And they did that. And I Love You.
Okay.
The old Zombies song.
Yeah, I think I remember I Love You.
Yeah.
I have to hear it again, but okay. Well, that's good. It's 23 minutes. I like that. I like that a lot.
It's pretty good,
isn't it? Yeah, we should play that a little later, too. 23 past the hour. It's cloudy and cool, 52 degrees, high around 70 today. This portion of the show being brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They offer fast and flexible appointments. They're family-owned. They're located in an accessible setting. They offer stress-free alternatives to big hospital visits. It's Madison Hearing Aid Center.
Okay.
Doing a great job, Jim and Sarah. And we're both
That's right.
Doing the hearing aids.
And, yeah, I took it with me this weekend. We had a graduation party at the Great Dane at Hilldale.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I thought, well, you know, I'm going to be in a crowd, right? I'm going to test this crowd thing out so I can hear the voices better. Now, you can tune it to hear voices.
Right.
Or you could tune out the crowd, or you could just tune it to the normal way it's tuned for your ears, for your hearing loss.
And did you find it helpful in talking to other people in the crowd?
I did.
Now, why was this a thing that you went to class reunion? Was this
It's a class reunion, for a nephew. A nephew celebrating their class graduation. So
in a crowd, it helps you to get rid of the background noise.
It does,
It's amazing. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. You can check out their website. They've got a hearing test right there.
It has AI included in it.
I know.
So it interprets everything through AI, and I think somewhere along the way, it is going to grab onto my brain, and I will be AI controlled.
Okay, well, you can talk to Jim and Sarah about that as you go in for your appointment.
I'm hoping that doesn't happen.
I don't see that in the copy that I'm reading, but, you know, it could be true.
There must be something in my coffee this morning, huh?
Could be.
I think so.
Let me just say, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
All right.
And they're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road.
We should take that out of the...
Don't listen to what John said. You're not AI controlled if you get hearing aids. Maybe someday, but not today. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I watched a show last night. I think, my friend always gives us a little glimpse at what's on Apple TV because have Apple TV. So he takes the shows and he puts it on Plex. So anyway, I'm sitting and I'm watching this new show. I think it's Murderbot. Have you heard about this show?
Murderbot.
Murderbot.
No.
I have never heard of it. I have never heard of it.
Yeah. Mm. It's a robot that finds a way to circumvent his controls somebody else has control over him. He has the limits put on him electronically, but he found a way to bypass that. Now he is independent of all robots around him in the world. Hmm. So he is a self-thinking.
This is what I was just talking about with the AI car meet video.
Yeah.
Yeah. The robots are going to get us to buy them in the form of AI EVs. This is me getting on my tinfoil hat.
Oh, I know. You know, a guy who drives around an old VW bug, 73?
74.
74. Like it was really different from the 73. But anyway, and this robot is concealing himself. So no one knows that he is an independent thinking robot. And but he also has thoughts of killing people.
Oh, great.
So there's always that tension. Mm. Yeah. I only watch Murderbot. That's the name he came up with for himself. He was trying to come up with names, and he thought, Murderbot, that sounds good.
Wow.
Anyway,
Okay. Check that out.
I'll keep you updated on the episode.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is that the leaf blower guy? It is. Okay.
How
can we hear that all the way over here? Look at he's way across the street.
But that's
he doesn't. He doesn't have headsets on. Damn it. Could you run down there, Sam, and
tell him to
put on his headsets.
Headphones to listen to us or for hearing protection.
Well, that wouldn't be a bad idea. You know, I do have headsets that tune into the radio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or Bluetooth from your phone. But anyway, he should have them on. The city does provide them. So get on that, okay? All right.
Why is it my responsibility?
Well, you're the one who's leaving.
You're only here, four more days. Till Friday. Friday's
don't have
it.
To remind me. Oh, you're
and
right.
Friday is episode number 400, too.
Right? Yeah.
400. Okay.
All right. Well, a lot of people crying, a lot of tears will be shed.
Yes. Okay. He's crying already. Okay. That's enough. Enough of that.
Now, you know, the leaf blower guy.
Yeah.
He was, I wanted everybody to know this.
Yeah.
He found some paper on the sidewalk, remember?
Last week. We were watching him very closely.
And he blew the paper off the sidewalk into the street.
Right. He didn't pick it up.
No, and that's where he left it.
I don't know.
created work for the street sweeper.
Apparently, they're all in cahoots.
They're working together.
Okay.
It's teamwork, man.
It's 29 past the hour on a cloudy Tuesday morning. And coming up a little bit later on, we're going to be talking to Lisa Bernard in just a little while from the Dane County Humane Society. Stay with us for more of John and Gordy.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Governor Tony Evers is pushing for more support from the state legislature after a statewide tour highlighting his administration's accomplishments in workforce development. Republican lawmakers removed more than 600 measures from the governor's proposed budget, including investments in apprenticeship programs, the Worker Connection Pilot Program, and the Workforce Innovation Grant Program. During the tour, Evers also highlighted a lawsuit against the Trump administration's cuts to AmeriCorps. And a relief for many patients, UW Health has announced a new multi-year contract with Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. Officials say it will guarantee healthcare access for Anthem members at various UW Health facilities across the state. The two companies had been negotiating for months and just kept doing extensions of the same deal. According to a press release, the newly agreed-upon contract will cover employer-based Medicare Advantage, Medicaid, and Affordable Care Act Marketplace plans. And every spring, officials across the state have to remove abandoned boats from Wisconsin shorelines. It can be a really time-consuming process, and every year in Milwaukee, it's almost turned into a spectator event people show up to watch. And now, state lawmakers are proposing a bill that would add hefty fines for folks who leave their boats out. Joanne Krulatz has more.
The proposal comes days after a cabin cruiser named Deep Thought was pulled from the Milwaukee shoreline and a yacht named Sweet Destiny was towed from the St. Croix River. The proposed legislation would give owners 30 days to collect their boat after law enforcement authorities deem it abandoned. If the boat isn't removed, the owners could face a $10,000 fine and up to 9 months in jail.
You can find more Wisconsin stories and all our shows anytime on the Civic Media app or on our website, civicmedia.us. On your Memorial Day, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There were recent rumors about John Krasinski's nose job, which the actor denied. Krasinski did, however, confirm one rumor, and that is that if The Office has a spinoff, he is in for a cameo appearance. Krasinski played Jim Halpert for all 9 seasons of the hit NBC show. FYI, plastic surgeons have dismissed the idea that Krasinski changed his nose and suggested it looks smaller due to lighting, aging, or weight fluctuations. Sure. In a related story, Rainn Wilson, who played Dwight on the show, openly admitted to having his forehead reduced. Finding your groove after divorce has to be difficult. For Jessica Simpson, she tried to get it back last week on American Idol, singing for the first time on TV in about 15 years, and it did not go well. And now says she's not opposed to getting back into acting. Not sure if she could top her performance as Daisy Duke. It's nice to have choices, though. Do I revive my career as a mediocre singer or a mediocre actor? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Scattered showers, even a rumble of thunder or two possible today, tonight into tomorrow. Won't be a lot of rain, though. Maybe a tenth of an inch or more, a little more in a few spots. Today, mostly cloudy, 68. Tonight, we'll drop down to near 50. Tomorrow, our highs will be in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring,
connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
They're always dumb, and we have quite the stack of stories coming up this week. Yeah. I think I sent over about, 25 stories that I found over the weekend, three-day weekend.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And it is, oh my gosh. And I want to apologize now for not getting to all of them all at once. Okay, we're going to spread them out throughout the week.
A lot of
but there's
idiocracy.
Some really interesting stuff here that I think everyone would be very interested in knowing.
A lot of stupid stuff. Yeah.
Stupid stuff.
Yeah. 92.7 WMDX.
Is there anything good about stupid stuff now?
I don't think so. Okay. It's cloudy out there.
You turned down my headphones.
I didn't touch your headphones.
Yeah, yes,
God.
Sabotaging 50, the show right away.
52 degrees currently. The high today close to 70. It's going to be cloudy all day long. Maybe a sprinkle or a shower thrown in.
Well, okay. Yeah, just throw that in. Okay.
John, do you think the net effect of listening to this show is for people to gain or lose intelligence?
Well, we're hoping that it balances out somewhere.
Good answer.
There you go. Okay. All right. Elon is crying. Oh, alligator tears. Oh, yes.
What's the problem?
This is a story from Gizmodo. Elon Musk gave an interview to Bloomberg News, appearing at the Qatar Economic Forum via satellite. Elon's whiny and childish interview is his latest and most juvenile to date, the article said.
Really?
Even he called the interviewer, UK broadcaster Michelle Hussein, an NPC. Does anybody know what NPC means?
NPC.
It's a
non-playable character.
There you go. In a video game, Musk snarked about a judge who ruled against him as an activist judge who's cosplaying as a judge in a Halloween costume. Okay?
Cosplay
in Halloween costume seems like a redundancy, but I...
go back to this NPC for a second. What is that? Is that a video game term?
Well, he called the interviewer an NPC, a non-playable character.
It's if you want to kind of insult somebody saying that they're like, they don't have
useless.
Any free will. They just kind of wander around. They wander around and do what
that's
the machine
right.
tells them to do.
Okay.
Yeah. They're the characters you see walking around on the screen that don't have anything really to do with
no
the game.
No dialogue. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Anyway, and he also whined about activist investors, get that, who didn't allow him to run his company like he wanted. Okay. The world is against Elon and Trump, isn't it? You know, and for some reason, the world always attacks millionaires and billionaires.
Yeah,
for some reason, I don't know why. You know,
so
and it's such a sad story.
It is.
Oh, it's rough being a billionaire millionaire.
Yeah.
Musk was asked about USAID and recent comments from Microsoft founder Bill Gates, who criticized the cuts that would cost millions their lives, something backed up by research, but Musk called Gates a liar, which is very juvenile. I'm going to play part of that interview here that reveals Elon as a sociopath. We all knew he was. Not to mention a Trump-like persecution complex, wouldn't you think? All right, let's listen to Elon cry.
Okay.
Did it make you regret any of, or think twice about your political endeavors?
I did what needed to be done. The violent antibody reaction, and I'm not someone who's ever committed violence, and yet massive violence was committed against my companies. Massive violence was threatened against me. Who are these people? Why would they do that?
Oh, I don't know. You're killing other people?
How wrong can they be? They're on the wrong side of history.
Oh, my God, really?
And that's an evil thing to do. Okay. To go and damage some poor innocent person's car? Oh. To threaten to kill me?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with these people? I've not harmed anyone.
Yes, you
Something
have.
Needs to be done about them. And a number of them are going to prison.
Sounds like a robot.
And they deserve it.
You're
and more will.
You're referring to the attacks on Tesla showrooms. But I think...
Yeah. Firing bullets into showrooms and burning down cars is unacceptable.
Yeah.
Those people will go to prison, and the people that funded them and organized them will also go to prison. Don't worry.
But wouldn't you?
We're coming for you.
But wouldn't you acknowledge that some of the people who turned against Tesla in Europe were upset at your politics, and very few of them would have been violent in any way. They just objected to what they saw you say or do politically.
Well, it's certainly fine to object to political things, but it's not fine to resort to violence and hanging someone in effigy and death threats. That's obviously not okay. That's absurd. That is in no way justifiable at all, in any way, shape, or form. And some of the legacy media nonetheless have sought to justify it, which is unconscionable. Shame on them.
Oh, yeah. Like, shame yeah, on we've them. Justified that. Shame on us. He's really off the deep end, and this is the guy who took a chainsaw to our government.
Yeah.
A guy who just became a citizen, a guy who is from South Africa. He's one of the picked on white guys.
Mm-hmm. And just started firing people left and right.
Exactly.
All kinds of agencies.
And Matt.
Yeah.
Matt out there in Middleton.
Yeah.
Can you move that?
I'm trying
Good
to.
God.
Okay, there we go. That pop-up's on the thing.
We're reading Kreitlow chat things. All right. It says, Matt says, maybe we hate billionaires because they are systematically destroying our planet, country, and society. Yeah, I think so. Here's another comment. Mm-hmm. If your actions, and this is my point for playing this, if your actions cost millions of lives, you are committing violence. You don't need to pick up a gun or swing a fist or a chainsaw. Mm-hmm. You can do it from the office chair and a keyboard. It's called violence no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he doesn't, you know, the thing about the MAGAs, they don't understand that when people react negatively to their thought process or some of the
their
things
actions.
That they do, it's an action or a reaction to their actions.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't expect blowback. They never do. And when it's blowback, oh, well, those people are woke.
Yeah, suddenly. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. You can call us or text us on the free Civic Media app. Let's go to the phones right now. Joe is on the line with a comment or a question. Good morning, Joe. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. I thought I'd just, weigh down the conversation. Earlier, you had your producer, Catherine, call in to suggest that your comments about the tape was maybe not what you should be spending your time on. I'd like to differ. I think that there's a lot to be found with tape. I'm a big fan of gaffers. You know, I've given little gaffers just around in case. You never know.
Oh, it's expensive.
Trips, that sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
It's very, very helpful. You break your glasses, whatever. You can, get by. You look goofy, but you can get by.
Right.
And I just wanted to add that in this environment, that's perfectly fine to talk about because, after all, our order-in-chief, Mr. Trump at West Point, was talking about trophy wives. if he can go that direction, why not? Why not tape? I would also indicate.
Exactly.
I'd love to have. Yeah, people think a little bit. Last week he had an issue where he was describing Biden's cancer diagnosis as stage 9.
Yeah.
And
yes.
I thought, this is fascinating. Why stage 9? Not 7, not 6, stage 9 cancer. And it just made me wonder if he just heard something that had sparked that nineness, if you will. Cloud Nine, you know, Prince, 1999, or maybe watch Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Plan 9 from Outer Space is what I was thinking.
It could be. Oh, man.
But I think that speculation is fine. Yeah. And I think that, you know, talking about tape helps prepare us for this kind of speculation.
It does. It shows you how far technology has taken us.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
From cellophane tape to magic tape.
There you go. Just there amazing. You go. Thanks, guys.
All right.
All right.
Thank
you,
Joe.
I appreciate
that perspective.
Appreciate that call.
See, Catherine. All right. Okay. Got the stamp of approval.
Thanks. Yeah. It's all good.
But, you know, Elon, after listening to that, it's crazy, isn't it? I mean, he doesn't understand that he's killing people with policies. They got rid of vaccinations and realized, oh, maybe we should have those vaccinations. Yeah,
throwing
right?
these people out of work that have been longtime government employees.
Who have health care, by the way, through the government.
Right.
Now they don't have health care. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyway. Should we move on to the next big story?
We shall.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about three big ugly things in the big bad bill that was passed, all right?
Well, now, they finally passed it, yes.
Yeah. Mm. And they're acting like they really did a good thing. Mm. And I hope they keep acting like that. That should anger everybody when they finally find out really what's going to happen. I want to throw this out there, too. There was a lot of talk about the effects it's going to have on Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Mm-hmm. My advice to everybody that is a liberal, progressive, Democrat, pro-democracy person, what you need to do right now is talk only of restoring the tax credits for the Affordable Care Act. I know this seems kind of out of left field, but really, this is a huge, huge issue. This was this was an additional tax cut provided by the government because of COVID.
Right.
And they added some extra oomph to everybody's ability to buy food and everything else by paying more of their insurance premiums per month.
Yeah.
But now they're going to get rid of it at the end of this year. It has an expiration date. It's not like, you know, Trump said, okay, we're going to get rid of it. No, it ends. It
right.
was designed just to last until the end of 2025.
Mm-hmm.
But they could renew it. That's where Trump comes in. They're not going to renew it. And what's going to happen now is that people are going to be paying $100 to $200, $300 a month more for their premiums. And I said a month. Now, this is really going to have a profound effect on the economy and what people can go out there and do and buy. And I'm just saying that the Democrats should very much focus on the elimination of this tax credit, this bonus tax credit. They have to talk about it because at the end of the year, boy, when this thing hits, people are going to be shocked.
They'll be
because a lot of people
out.
aren't going to be aware of this.
Right.
And if they are aware of it, they're going to see their bills go up dramatically when they're signing up for the Affordable Care Act. A lot of people have their insurance through that. In fact, the wonderful thing here is that the biggest signups in the last 5 or 6 years were in the southern states. So those states are really invested in the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah.
And if those premiums go up, Republican voters are going to go down and they're going to vote for a Democrat.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so
you heard
focus
it here
on
first.
That. Focus on that.
Okay.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
All right, there we go.
Okay, very good. It is 6:48. This portion of John O'Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison.
I'm done. No, I really am. Okay,
well, one thing that remains constant since Verlo opened their doors back in 1958 is they are still direct-to-consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Two locations in Madison on the east side and on the west side. Just go to verlo.com. Coming up right around the corner here in just a couple of minutes, we're going to talk to Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society next on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Friday nights are for fish fry at the Lazy Yolf Lounge. Enjoy baked or fried cod, deep fried bluegill and lake perch, warm bread out of the oven with some tasty side dishes. Plus, the Lazy Yolf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Yolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyYolfLounge.com.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time, Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company, is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
Ever feel overwhelmed trying to figure out what your dog really needs? Don't worry, at Serenity Pet Spa, we know before you do. Our expert groomers understand every coat type, every breed, and every unique personality. Whether it's a high-energy puppy or a nervous senior, we tailor every groom to keep them healthy, happy, and looking their best. Trust the pros so you can focus on loving your pet. Book your appointment today at Serenity Pet Spa, where grooming meets expertise.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, a time to pause and remember your mental health is as important as your physical health. Jeff Olson's son struggled with stress and anxiety, and this father from the UP says he's speaking out to save lives.
He came to us, asked for help as a junior in high school, fought it for three more years, had a couple suicide attempts in between there. The anxiety and depression was too much for him, and he ended up taking his life. My wife and I felt the need to speak up and not hide this in hopes of educating people so they didn't have to go through what my son Daniel went through.
If you're struggling, you are not alone. Reaching out is a sign of strength, not weakness. The Suicide or Crisis Lifeline is available 24/7. You can call or text 988 anytime. Again, 988. Let's choose to connect and care for ourselves and others this month and every month. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
This is where I start tearing up.
I know.
We're trying to find homes for pets on WMDX 92.7. John and Gordy in the morning. Thank you for that box
got
of
the,
tissues.
Got the Kleenex right here.
Oh, I need it.
I know. I know.
Drives me crazy trying to find a home for these wonderful animals. Mm-hmm. My God, how can they be homeless?
Why don't you just take them all home, John?
Well, I would. I would.
If you could.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned the small, tiny, little pets that people have, which, you know, I'm kind of against those. We shouldn't have guinea pigs. We shouldn't have turtles. We shouldn't have
all those. What are you talking about? Some kids love those.
No, you should. We shouldn't have them because they do kill them. You know
what?
Yes. It's not a pleasant thing. You know,
I don't think from like not properly taking care of them.
Yes.
Well, that's why we have Lisa here to from the
Help
Dane County Humane
here.
Society to tell us about how to take
care
of our
that
pets.
These are responsible owners, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
92.7 WMDX. It's cloudy.
We should.
It's such a dark morning.
I know. You're really bringing everybody down here. Come on, man. Lighten up the load here a little bit. Well, yeah.
I'm sorry. Jeez. I'm just bringing out some of the trauma that I had as a child.
As a child, apparently.
Killing my cute little turtles. You know, I didn't mean to. You know what?
Turtles. This happened more than once.
No, yeah, I had a bunch of turtles. Okay. Well, you don't have just one solo turtle. You know, they have to have friends.
Lisa, help us out here.
Why haven't I ever heard this story before?
Okay. We can save that story for another time. Let's get back to the Dane County Humane Society.
All right.
And Lisa Bernard. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Okay. Look, I don't want to bring everybody down. Okay?
Too late. Okay.
All right.
We're going to try and recover here.
Let's talk about some animals that have some really great personalities.
Yes.
Here.
That's what I'm talking
perfect
about.
Idea.
Hey, you know, one of the best dogs with personalities would be a Labrador Border Collie mix.
Okay.
Right.
Let's start out with that. Yeah. We have Finn, right? Finn is 7 years old.
7 years old. He came to DCHS earlier this month. He's about 45 pounds. He's completely black. He's so handsome. Oh, my gosh. And his eyes will make you melt. Don't let his age fool you, because he is still very energetic. He loves to play fetch. He could do it all day long.
Yeah.
He's very smart. He knows sit, touch, shake, stay, and come. And our volunteers and staff have been working with him on Leave It, and he's picked it up really fast.
You know, so, I got to say, you know, they do live to be about 14 or 15 years old. So, yeah, 7 years old, halfway there.
Yeah.
And they're smart as heck. That's that Border Collie part.
Really intelligent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And he's been walking really well on leash. Sure, sometimes he'll start out with pulling, but he's been doing really, really great with having a loose leash.
Sure.
He's not a fan of other dogs.
Okay.
And apparently he's afraid of cats.
Okay.
So he's looking for a home that doesn't have either.
He's a smart dog.
Yeah.
I'd stay away from the cats, too.
And then he's looking for a patient family who's going to give him time to settle into his new home and then spoil him with lots of pets. Even though he likes a lot of pets, he's not big on snuggling.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So that's Finn. Finn, seven years old. Okay, you have now another dog, an American Pit Bull Husky mix. Mm-hmm. Ziggy.
50 pounds.
Yeah. A little
Ziggy.
Bigger.
Ziggy. Yeah. Yes. Yes. She's pretty solid. She's mostly black with some brown on her legs and a white chest. She came to us in April. She's very smart. Has a very big personality and an even bigger heart. She loves receiving attention and affection.
Yeah.
So much so that she can get a little overexcited about it. So having a family who understands that, okay, now she's getting excited, too excited, let's let her have some time to chill out, is a good thing.
Yeah.
She's also very adventurous because she knows how to escape from her fenced in yard at her previous home. She might need someone who's going to hang out with her outside in the yard or have really tall fences.
Okay. Oh no! And you wrote on here she's a member of the Lonely Hearts Club. Oh no!
So adoption fees are reduced.
Oh my gosh!
Okay.
Yes,
that's not good.
Okay, we just have a minute or so left here. Tell us about you. Have a cat here named
Black Cat
Diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Diamond. She's 3 years old. Mm-hmm. She came to us at the end of April. She's been blossoming in an office. She is independent, but she loves coming up to you to get spoiled with attention.
Yeah.
She enjoys being brushed, receiving pets. She'll even jump on your lap for more attention. She's quite the foodie. Mm-hmm. And she also enjoys playtime. She's got a lot of energy. So she's looking for someone who she could, who's going to enjoy her charming antics. She's a lot of fun.
She's a cat in the window, as they say. She loves looking out at the world.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
Yes. Yes, she does.
All right. Lisa, if anybody's interested, how do they find out more?
They could go to our website, giveshelter.org, or they could stop by our shelter. I do want to quickly mention we do have a critter sale happening, 50% off all of the adoption fees on our critters right now, too.
Oh, yeah.
So
like guinea pigs?
Got to find everyone home.
Smaller.
Guinea pigs. We have a lot of guinea pigs, including little babies who are just mini versions of the big ones.
Oh, okay.
Critterpalooza. Okay. That's Lisa Bernard. Lisa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Talk to you in a couple of weeks from
Dane
County Humane Society. And we're coming back with much more on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
All right.
Right here on WMDX. John Gordy Show.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Thousands of people at a victory parade for Liverpool's win in the Premier League Championship when a 53-year-old man, police say, plowed his minivan into them. More than 45 people were hurt. However, says ABC's Ian Pannell,
the police very clearly saying that at this point in time, they don't believe that it was terrorism. They don't believe anyone else was involved in this. I guess the key questions for them now is what led up to this in the first place? What was the trigger if indeed this wasn't a deliberate attack, as appears to be the case right now?
In Philadelphia, two people were killed. Several more were hurt after a mass shooting in the city's Fairmount Park that happened last night. Two of the 10 escaped New Orleans jail inmates are still on the loose. Three of them were captured on Monday. Today's the last day to book a flight on Southwest Airlines without being hit with a $35 fee to check your bag. This is ABC News.